Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Late on Thursday evening, I got a WhatsApp on one of my groups asking to say Tehillim for somebody who had been kidnapped. It was a Hebrew name. I didn't connect it to anybody that I knew, but was worried nevertheless. Nonetheless, as were many people who got that same message. It turned out that Gary Bress had been kidnapped. He is part of the Chai FM family. He had been kidnapped on his way home from Santon, and I only heard that it was he on the next morning, Friday morning, when thankfully he was safe. We wanted to hear about the story. We wanted to find out what went on behind the scenes, what went on with Gary, how much of a problem this is, and what one should do in this situation. It is, we specifically are having this discussion after 8, where children are hopefully at school. If your child isn't at school for some reason, and if this is something that can cause them anxiety, please be aware that this is probably not a conversation that you should be listening to live. You'll be able to get the podcast. It is 11 minutes past the hour of 8. Joining us first is Jill Bress. That is Gary's mother. Gary is the victim, the kidnap victim. Jill, thank you for speaking to us so readily. How are you this morning?
Yeah, a bit fragile, but very grateful and thankful to have my son back with
absolutely,
us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Fragile, I have no doubt. So when were you first made aware that that there was a problem?
Well, my daughter, Robin, phoned me, mm-hmm. and in a panicked voice, panic-stricken voice, terrified, frightened voice, said that Gary had been hijacked, kidnapped, and my ransom money of a certain amount was asked by the hijackers, and I needed to phone him back in 20 minutes, and she was very frightened and in the most terrible, terrible state. And I went into a third mode immediately to think, what must we do? And I told her just to relax, and I would phone her back, and I would think, and in, I'd say maybe 10 seconds, I went through my mind, three options, and I went with the best option, and thank God, that's why I really want to say thank you.
So before you do that, what was that option? What did you do?
Well, I went straight to my sister, mm-hmm. who we could converse with, who was 500 meters from me. And she phoned her husband, and we started to things rolling, getting in motion. And within 10 minutes, we were told what to do, where to go, and how to do it.
And that was because you phoned, was it CSO, CAP? Who did you phone at that point?
Absolutely. CSO, CAP, and GAP, and Hatsola, and they told us exactly what to do.
So they had the experience to help you manage through this, because like you, every one of us are completely ignorant. Thankfully, I've never been in the situation. We've never been exposed. We see it on movies, but it just doesn't seem like something that would ever connect to us, I would imagine.
Totally. I think the first thing is you think you want to give in to the hijackers or go to the police, and I knew it would be no chance because I have been hijacked previously 3 times before, so I know what happens. But these guys just took over in the most professional, efficient way and just handled the whole situation. And I think most of the public are totally unaware of this.
So what did they do? Did they come to you? Did they just keep you informed?
They went to fetch Robin from work, mm-hmm. To take her to their head office, the CSO GAP head office, right. which is in Houghton Estate in the top of by the Victory Bioscope, where right. the old Victory Bioscope is.
Right.
And they told me to come in, and we had to take our phones in, and they could calibrate our phones into their system so that they could be in contact and go forward. So they told us not to answer any calls from the hijackers. None of the family members should receive or answer any calls, which was very difficult because my phone kept on ringing.
Of course. And all you want to do is just know that he's okay and try and placate them to make sure that he's still all right.
But I have to tell you that the public here I'm in awe of them because we have a group of young Jewish women and men who are like the Mossad. They are professional and just in every way. They took care of us. I'm so grateful that we have this group of CSO, GAP and CAP and Hatzola, and who made this very traumatic, scary, horrific incident much easier to handle. I mean, I really think the public are not aware.
No, certainly I wasn't.
Of these young Jewish men and women who come together as a truly professional, efficient, powerful task force who led us through this really traumatic experience. They made us really all feel so much at ease and led us through every step of the way. And I really, on behalf of my family, I'd just like to say thank you, firstly, for handling the situation so incredibly, and most of all, for bringing my son, brother, and uncle home safely to all of us. I mean, may Hashem bless them all with much brocha and hatzlocha. And I mean, I really feel safe and confident the whole time. I mean, I'm not sure enough credit and support is given to these amazing teams.
Yeah, well, we can certainly hear it from everything you're saying and from the emotion that you experienced. And just the fact that they basically took your hand and walked you through what is otherwise, even with us, I would imagine, an unimaginable experience.
Yeah.
But you never felt alone. And that's what's incredible about this.
Yeah, we had such support, really, and I mean, they were just great. And I was so grateful that was the first port of call we went to, you know what I mean? Because otherwise, I don't think there would have been much chance, really.
Jill Bress, mother of Gary Bress, talking to us this morning about the support that she received from CSO, from CAP, and from Hatzolah. It's 8:17. When we come back, we'll be chatting to Gary, talking about his experience.